Thank you, Mr. Assistant Secretary. I just have one question, and that's in regard to the Samish tribe. As I understand, you're opposed to that legislation.
Correct.
And we would like, of course, to help the tribe in their quest to get land in trust. It is clear that you have some concerns, so my only question was, would you at least still work with us as we proceed to, as we attempt to move the bill forward?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, I was unaware that the tribe had difficulties with processing their applications, and so I'm perfectly willing, absolutely willing to work with the committee and the tribe to move this forward.
I appreciate that, and we will ask the tribe a little later about the concerns that you have. Yes, Mr. Cody.
On that, I would hope that we move expeditiously. The tribe's been waiting so long, so if there's something that we can resolve just by a quick discussion with the tribe, Mr. Scabeen, and yourself, I want this bill to move as rapidly as possible. Justice delayed is justice denied.
Understood very well, and the chairman shares your concerns. Mr. Hastings?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have two questions on these two bills that you testified on, H.R. 2040 and the H.R. 1061. Are there carcerary issues with either one of those?
I am not aware that there are carcerary issues, but that said, I cannot really know for sure unless we take a close look at these issues. And the department is currently in the process of reviewing that decision to see whether it impacts and how it impacts tribes. I think that the secretary, by next month, will try to have a position on the carcerary decision and how it impacts tribes. At this point, we don't have that. We haven't looked at this these bills with the carcerary in mind at all.
Would you, when that process is done and as it relates to my specific question, would you provide the committee with that your response to that?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the chair recognizes the gentleman from American Samoa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Scriven, you had indicated earlier about something about technical amendments. Have you consulted closely with the committee staff in terms of making sure that these technical amendments does not change the substance of the bill?
I hope that the Park Service, the technical amendments really relate to
it says crossing the dot. I mean, crossing
right.
The T and
to
the comma and the semicolon and all of
right. But I think that the from what I understand, the Park Service did submit a marked up version of the bill to the committee in terms of these amendments. Let me say, I think that.
I didn't mean that you have to cite everything. I just wanted to say, overall, when you mentioned technical amendments, you meant that that's not really.
Oh no, that's right. I don't think it will not alter the purpose of the bill.
Right.
Yes.
You had also indicated earlier about some environmental liability. Is this something that the whole tribe has to come up with?
The way we would do that, because the lands are specifically identified, is that we would like to be able to send a. Departmental officials to make an environmental survey of the property to make sure that there are no contaminants or other environmental pollutants on the land.
Is that currently mandated by federal law?
It's not mandated by federal law, but it's certainly a requirement of the departmental manual's handbook on and environment issues to make sure that we don't have liability.
I just wanted to make sure that you're not going to burden the tribe in having to come up with your research, and then the tribe has to foot the bill in terms of having to come up with additional compliance. I just wanted to just to make sure that in some administrative fashion, the tribe has to come up with additional resources to comply if it's by federal regulation that you're saying that you have to conduct an environmental study. So
there's no, it's not an environmental study, really. It would be a contaminant survey. In other words, it's not going to be an EIA, an environmental impact statement, which is costly, or an environmental assessment under NEPA. It would essentially be a site assessment just to make sure there are no contaminants on the property.
Okay. Taking the lead from my friend, gentleman from Michigan, did you just change your mind this morning after talking to the chairman of the Samish tribe about objecting to the legislation, or was it something that you consulted with him for all this time?
We did not talk to the Samish tribe before this morning. That's true. I didn't, and that's unfortunate. If that had happened, I think things may have been different. But at this point, I'm not changing my mind because this is the administration's position, and I don't have the authority to change it.
But you're absolutely committed to Chairman Ray Hall and Chairman Kildee's efforts that we want to work this thing out.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
As quickly as possible.
Right.
And not drag this on for another 100 years. Or
that's
so.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. John from Colorado, Mr. Kaufman.
Mr. Chairman, I have no questions at this time. I yield back the balance of my time.
Okay. The gentleman from Arizona, Mr. Grijalva, is recognized.
Thank you. No questions other than to reiterate the point that you made, Mr. Chairman, on the legislation 2040, that there would be an expedited consultation between the committee staff and the administration to move this legislation. Thank you. No other questions.
Thank the gentleman. Gentlelady from Wyoming, Ms. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have one question. You made clear in your statement that the Interior Department's opposition to H.R. 2040 is due to the on-reservation treatment of this land acquisition and, in turn, the lack of attention given to concerns of off-reservation local communities. Can you please explain in further detail the difference in these land classifications?
The land classifications?
Yes, please.
You mean on-reservation and off-reservation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, if the tribe had a reservation, an Indian reservation, then they may own some lands in trust within the boundaries of the reservation, but other lands may not be in trust. It may be owned in fee or by someone else. If the tribe wanted to acquire land within the boundaries of its reservation, then we would have the requirements of our land acquisition regulation in 151.10 applicable. That essentially, we have a separate provision if the land is outside of the boundaries of the tribe reservation. And the difference is we have three paragraphs that apply. Let me go briefly through what those are. The first one is that we would have to look at the location of the land relative to state boundaries and its distance from the boundaries of the tribe's reservation, and to be considered as follows, which is as the distance between the tribe's reservation and the land to be acquired increases, the secretary shall give greater scrutiny to the tribe's justification of anticipated benefits from the acquisition and shall give greater weight to the concerns raised by the local communities. In this case, that would never be applicable to this tribe because the tribe does not have a reservation. Mm-hmm. But then the other two that would be applicable is that we would have to look, if the land is being acquired for business purposes, the tribe shall provide a plan which specifies the anticipated economic benefits associated with the proposed use. That's a requirement for off-reservation acquisition. And finally, the contact with state and local governments have to be completed as follows. Upon receipt of the tribe's written request to have lands taken into trust, the secretary shall notify the state and local governments having regulatory jurisdiction over the land to be acquired. The notice shall inform the state and local governments that each will be given 30 days in which to provide written comments as to the acquisition potential impacts on regulatory jurisdiction, real property taxes, and special assessments. Those are the requirements that apply to off-reservation that do not apply to on-reservation.
Mr. Chairman, may I follow up? Thank you. Have any concerns been expressed by the local communities impacted by land acquisition proposed by H.R. 2040?
Not that I know of, no. But I just don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
And further, Mr. Chairman, I understand there is a road contained within these lands being taken into trust under H.R. 1061. Is that road currently used for any other purpose besides access to current tribal lands? And if so, how would those uses be impacted by this proposal?
I do not know the answer to that question, but we can provide you with a response to that as soon as I get back on that.
I would be grateful. Thank you so much.
Gentleman from Michigan, wish time yet? Mr. Gildy? Okay. Gentleman from California, Mr. Costa?
I have no question.
Where? Oh, the gentleman from Maryland, Mr. Sarbanes. Mr. Inslee, do you have questions? Any further questioning from the members? Not, Mr. Scabane, we thank you very much for being with us and look forward to continuing to work with you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.